The queen was very interested in a big fish, which jumped around in the basket.
I want to know whether it is a boy or a girl. I want a fish, but it must be a girl,
the queen said fiercely.
It's a he,
replied the fisherwoman. The queen returned to her room, highly upset. When the king came to visit her, he noticed that something had angered her.
Are you all right, my love?
He asked the queen.
I am all right. However, I was very annoyed at the strange behavior of a fish. A fisherwoman brought about her wares today, and after my questioning, the fish laughed out loud,
she told him fiercely.
A fish? Laugh? Impossible! Ha ha, you must have dreamed it! Ha 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 ha,
said the king, laughing.
I am not a fool. I speak of what I have seen with my own eyes and have heard with my own ears.
The poor fool speaks in such riddles that I do not know what to make of his ways. He asked me whether or not the beam of our house is strong. The man must be crazy to ask such things.
Oh, father, said his clever daughter, do not be so quick to assume the man a fool, regardless of how long you have known him for. He wishes simply to know if we can comfortably afford to accommodate him for his stay.
A shadow ran across the floor, and the Lord Commander turned to see the shape of a woman drop down into the burial chamber. Tovar glanced at her.
Deity, what do you want?
The woman looked up.
Lord Commander, I have come to pay my respects to your fallen lieutenant, Theola.
Tovar's upper lips twitched.
Do not mock my intelligence. If you wish to pay respects, you would have attended the burial ceremony, but I noticed you were absent. Why?
True. I did not know the woman, so why should I? Also, warrior battles are incredibly long and boring. I have heard about the trials we'll face in the Nethers so many times now that I could face them unarmed and blindfolded.
Then you won't mind then when I do not attend your burial, should you die before me,
Tovar said.
If that should happen, I would not care, for I will be dead, and the dead no longer care what the living think or do.
Your words are bordering on disrespectful.
I did not mean disrespect. I am only saying that I am 81 years old, and you are, what, 400?
Why are you really here?
Believe it or not, I am here to offer you counsel.